Trump in Davos. President Donald Trump unveiled his Board of Peace in Davos this morning. The board, chaired by Trump, will be tasked with overseeing the next phase in Gaza. Davos, Switzerland. Trump stood before the world's wealthiest and most influential leaders at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, yesterday, delivering a speech he said brought truly phenomenal news from America. He touted his agenda and U.S. economic success over the past year, while also devoting significant time to making the case for the U.S. acquisition of Greenland. Here are the key takeaways from his remarks in Davos. Trump rules out acquiring Greenland by force. After long declining to rule out military action as a means of acquiring Greenland from Denmark, a NATO ally, Trump told the audience in Davos that using force was off the table. "We probably won't get anything unless I decide to use excessive strength and force, where we would be, frankly, unstoppable," the president said. "But I won't do that, okay?" Trump's de-escalatory remarks come amid conversations with Europeans about the issue, including NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte. The president said a U.S. acquisition of Greenland would not be a threat to NATO, noting, "This would greatly enhance the security of the entire alliance." Trump also called for immediate negotiations to once again discuss the acquisition of Greenland by the United States. U.S. will remember choice over Greenland. Trump said the United States must own Greenland for national and international defense purposes, describing it as critical to building the Golden Dome missile defense system he envisions for protecting America. Although the United States is already legally able to increase its military presence in Greenland, Trump said outright ownership is necessary for the country to defend the territory. "Number one, legally, it's not defensible that way, totally," he said. "And number two, psychologically, who the hell wants to defend a license agreement or a lease?" Trump also noted that Greenland is part of North America, apparently invoking the Monroe Doctrine to argue that it falls in the U.S. sphere of influence. "The Danes," he suggested, "now face a choice. You can say yes, and we will be very appreciative, or you can say no, and we will remember." Trump rolls back proposed tariffs over Greenland. Soon after his public speech in Davos, Trump announced that a meeting with Rutte had convinced him to change his course on new tariffs that were slated to be imposed at the beginning of February. Aimed at multiple European countries, the tariffs were motivated by the nation's negative response to Trump's recent push to acquire Greenland. "We have formed the framework of a future deal with respect to Greenland and, in fact, the entire Arctic region," the president wrote on Truth Social. "This solution, if consummated, will be a great one for the United States of America and all NATO nations," he wrote. Trump's announcement came the same day that the European Union suspended work on legislation furthering a new trade deal with the United States, a move motivated by the Trump administration's rhetoric on Greenland. "Europe is going in wrong direction." Trump began his speech with a strong message for European leaders. As in previous years, he criticized European nations for their energy policies, for increasing government spending, permitting unchecked mass migration, and depending on foreign imports, which he said led to job losses. He also noted that they are replacing affordable energy sources, such as oil and gas, with what he called the Green New Scam. "The United States cares greatly about the people of Europe," Trump said, touting his Scottish and German heritage. U.S. keeping world afloat. "The United States is not going to subsidize the whole world," Trump also said. His global tariffs were implemented to address large trade deficits with various nations, with him noting that many countries were taking advantage of the United States. Following a conversation with a world leader regarding his tariffs, Trump said he realized that the United States is keeping the whole world afloat. "We want to work with the countries. We want to work with them. We're not looking to destroy them." As a result, according to the president, the United States should be paying the lowest interest rates in the world. Emil Akan, Nathan Worcester, Andrew Morin, Stacy Robinson. Bookmarks. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments on January 21 regarding Donald Trump's request to fire Federal Reserve Board of Governors member Lisa Cook. Read Matthew Vadim's latest report to see why the justices seem skeptical about letting him do it. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is ramping up operations in Maine. Operation Catch of the Day will pursue the worst criminal illegal aliens who have terrorized communities, the Department of Homeland Security said in a statement on Wednesday. A Department of Government Efficiency employee shared Social Security data with an outside political advocacy group, the Department of Justice said this week. Learn more about the leak by reading Jack Phillips' report. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is accelerating permitting for deep-sea mining and will issue licenses under its own laws instead of waiting for the International Seabed Authority to finalize global rules. According to a report issued to Congress last July, harvesting critical mineral supplies from the ocean could reduce U.S. dependence on China. DHS plans to sweeten the deal for illegal immigrants who self-deport by raising the incentive payment from $1,000 to $2,600. Illegal aliens should take advantage of this gift and self-deport because if they don't, we will find them, we will arrest them, and they will never return, DHS Secretary Kristi Noem said in a statement on Wednesday. Stacey Robinson.